Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gedman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Moore steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and has Yastrzemski trapped. There's the throw to Molitor, who throws back over to Yount, who tags Yastrzemski for the out. Stapleton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stapleton moves to third. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Stapleton scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nichols scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Brewers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Yount moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. Yount scores. Cooper moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Brewers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Gettman and he is safe. Gantner steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gettman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Ladd now pitching. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Nichols strikes out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoffman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Remy, who tags Moore, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Brewers, 4, Red Sox, 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Valdez pinch runs for Carl Yastrzemski. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Valdez moves to third. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-3 in the game. Gedman is walked intentionally. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Nichols hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Tony Armas pinch hits for Rick Miller. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas takes first base on ball 4. Valdez scores. Stapleton moves to third. Gedman moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.